Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
And we would like to welcome you to The Educated Investor with David Cishon of the Householder Group. My name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you're with us. 720-482-1917 is the number, and it's CishonFinancialServices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com. And with that, we will welcome Mr. David Cishon. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Thanks to being with you guys today. It's closing in on a new year very quickly.
Yes, sir. It sure is. And just a quick programming note, our next show, January the 4th, we will be kicking off some extra time with David each week. So he will be with us from noon to 12:30 every Monday to help us all with our financial planning and just all the different things that he covers and educating us. And so, David, we look forward to that, and we certainly appreciate your time. Well, as you mentioned, boy, it is that time of year, the end of the year. And, you know, I read something this morning, and it said, life rarely follows a straight line. Boy, that's true, isn't it? There's
boy,
a lot.
Especially this year, huh?
And yeah, man, I'm telling you, it has been insane. And so because of that, and boy, just situations change, life changes, you know, it takes a lot of planning and then also kind of the ability to readjust and relook at things, too, is very important.
Well, yeah, Scott, you know, we always need to look ahead and look backwards from time to time. And you know, as the close of the year comes up and a new year begins, it's an ideal time of the year, a place to stop and look at things and see what transpired and what we expect might happen next year, and do we have to make any kinds of adjustments in our overall program. And again, you know, planning means many things to many people, but financial planning and retirement planning have different sections that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not, many people just think it's investments, but of course it isn't, because in financial retirement planning, the areas of financial concern is things like estate planning, your wills or your trusts, your documents. Heaven forbid something happens. We have COVID. My goodness. Hundreds of thousands of people have died, didn't expect to. Well, hopefully
right.
They have their documents in place. We ran into a number of people that I've read about where making decisions in the hospital was very difficult because they didn't have medical powers of attorney, for example.
Sure.
So on the estate planning side, it's those documents. And then there's the protection side. How do we protect these assets, not just from the stock market or bad investments, but how do we protect these assets that we had and worked a lifetime for against lawsuits? We're a very contentious society. We tend to want to blame anybody and everybody for even things that we're responsible for. So these attorneys are
right
out there, and you know, we got to protect them. And then we have things that are like, you know, income tax. You know, I've gotten several calls already today from people that said, geez, you know, we should have come in 2 months ago. We should have talked to you about this. Now what do we do? Well, kind of mm-hmm. late to do much. But income taxes, you know, how do we mitigate income taxes? Right now this year, we know what our income tax picture looks like. Under the new administration, who's to say what can happen next year?
Yes, sir.
So we have to certainly be aware of income taxes, and how do we get those income taxes to as close to zero as possible legally? And it's kind of important to know what you can and cannot do. And then on the income side, is the income that we're receiving, is it adequate now? Do we need to increase our distribution? Or are we needing to decrease because we don't spend as much as we thought? All right, so looking at income distribution is very, very critical, because cash flow, without good cash flow, retirement really is not a good thing. And then, of course, investments are always part of all of this, so we have to look at investments. And given what's gone on this year and what we might anticipate next year, do we need to make some kinds of adjustments? So those are the key areas that it's nice to take stock of from time to time.
Absolutely. And, you know, you kind of get that whole overall financial snapshot, like you say, that you can take a look at. And there may be several of these areas everybody's fine, but, man, if you leave one of these little things out that you brought up, it could be, you know, devastating to someone's financial future.
You know, it certainly can cause some problems. And that really does a need to have an overlook of something if you're working with a financial professional that is a fiduciary and looking at your stuff and your best interests. Again, it's more or less taking the time. Take a few minutes as an individual to look at these areas. It's not painful necessarily. And sometimes it's just a little tweak here or there, and it makes a big difference and solves a potential problem.
Absolutely. So just came out, the president looks like has signed this new stimulus package. You have said many times since all this, it's going to be payday someday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're gonna pay for this. I mean, it's $900 billion for businesses and folks out in the marketplace, and it's gonna be kind of interesting to see what kind of effect it's going to have for individuals and businesses now. And the fact of the matter is that it's come out so late, and people are in dire straits more than they were a month ago or 2 months ago.
Right.
And, then the spending they passed on top of that, $1.4 trillion. So $2.3 trillion added to the $4 trillion prior. Now we're getting up there, and there's a question whether this is going to be enough. But sooner or later, we're all going to have to pay for this.
Man, no doubt. Once again, David C. Sean is with us with the Householder Group, 720-482-1917. And, hey, no, there's just a couple of days here for New Year's Day and all, but you know what? You can at least do this. You can at least call David, get on his calendar, let him do a visit with you, get this checkup here for the end of the year. And David as well, even moving into the new year, maybe if folks are out of town or whatever, just can't get in right now. We always push for that second opinion. I mean, don't just trust that the way things have been the last few years are going to stay that way. As we mentioned at the beginning of the segment, I mean, you might as well get a second opinion to make sure everything is going in the right direction, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost anything for a second opinion. And like I say, many people don't need to do major construction on their retirement planning or financial planning. Again, tweaks and twists here and there many times are sufficient, and it doesn't even mean that there need to be changes. It's just the idea of having a second opinion, having another view based on your objectives that you have for yourselves and your family to determine, okay, we're looking pretty good, or maybe you need to do this, or maybe you need to do a little bit of that. But like I say, most people don't need major reconstruction.
And, you know, you mentioned the estate planning side a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to touch on this. I think we all never really think about someone becoming incapacitated, but if anything's proven over these last 10 months, you never know when someone could become incapacitated. You think you might be able to talk about this with them forever, you know, all these different things with financial planning. But that's a very important part of this, isn't it, under that estate planning, is those incapacity documents.
Well, of course, you know, financial powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, you know, those documents are state-run. And the laws change from time to time because, you know, it's a state, and they're always trying to get a little bit more out of our pocketbooks. So these things, taking a peek at these things is good to do. I mean, just think. I mean, I can't even imagine the people that have gotten sick over this COVID and got fatally ill. You know, how many of those people really had their documents in place the way they wanted them? Most people, when they do financial, I mean, this estate planning, say with an estate planning attorney, they get their wills done, and the vast majority of them, from our experience, have taken that will and they put it in a drawer, and that's the end of it. Now happens, and they pull it out, and they find out, oh, geez, you know, that financial or medical power of attorney that I need now for my mother or grandmother, God, it's so old, it doesn't really meet the court requirements. So that's a problem.
Exactly.
And
yes,
you just
sir.
Don't need these kinds of things. That's easy solutions, cost next to nothing, if anything, to solve. But again, it just takes that periodic view from time to time and taking the head out of the sand and saying, okay, let's take a quick peek here.
Sure. And, boy, another big part of this, I think, as we move forward, too, is just as we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, but, you know, our health care, long-term care planning, all of that, I'm telling you, we're going to see that more and more as a need here as we all get older, too.
Well, you know, we have the need is there, and health care is either the one or two top priority of people heading into or in retirement, because the health care costs are going out of sight. Every year, they're up the last 50 years. What, 8, 10, 12%? Right now, they estimate that the person, average person in retirement, after age 65, let's say, is going to spend like $300,000 on health care in retirement. Now, that's a lot of money. Most people that we see don't have $300,000 saved for the retirement accounts.
Sure.
And so it is in a very expensive area and huge concern for most of us because, again, the older you get, the things we're going to need that we didn't need when we were 20 or 30 are going to start creeping up. It's just the way life is, of course, and so we've got to be prepared. We've got to be ready. We have to at least have a course of action knowing what we're doing so that we don't get into a situation where something happens already or quickly, and now we have to react.
Sir.
Knee-jerk. Knee-jerk reactions just don't work good.
Absolutely. Very few things go well without proper planning, and I tell you what, we're going to help you as much as we can throughout 2021, as I mentioned, starting January 4th. Noon to 12:30 every week with David C. Sean and the Educated Investor. So, David, thank you very much, sir, and a happy new year to you and your family.
And same to you and your listeners, Scott, and I wish you have a great, great 2021.
All right, same to you, sir. 720-482-1917, CSeanFinancialServices.com.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical.
Great to see you, Scott.
My little tagline I made up, Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like that?
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you, interesting several months, sir.
Oh, my God, working in these masks. Oh. You know, people look at you and you're trying to explain something. They go, are you mad at me? No, I'm not mad at you.
I'm trying to breathe and talk at the same time.
Yeah. But, you know, when you only have your eyes to work with.
Sure.
When you're trying to communicate, it's difficult.
No, absolutely.
But we've had to change everything we do.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying, I wonder what the new normal will be. And I don't even know when we will know what the new normal will
exactly.
be. It has been just crazy when you look at things, you know, from a financial standpoint, medical standpoint, social standpoint. I mean, again, we can all say we've never seen anything like this hit at
right.
one time.
Right.
It's just crazy. But you know what? One thing we do know, you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to someone like Stack Optical. Let me rephrase that. You got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We've started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
So it's long, long haul.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what, I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah,
sure.
We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. Because, you know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about
you
that.
You know, so, you know. Staying through it, and yeah, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months, but
sure.
All those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt, just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams, so I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us, but just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off one because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done has made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
go get it checked out. Because
right.
all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and man, you were like pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But man, now when you look at where you are and the convenience for people, parking, yeah. I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now apparently our old building is gone. It's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
I drove by there, and it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway.
Right.
From I-25 heading east. So
it's very, very
convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park, and I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park to walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing. Just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right. Let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. And you can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown will allow you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one, you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights, and, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also fun to hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a, one thing where gray just doesn't work well. Hmm. There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure,
yeah, the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where that G15
really?
Came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you, as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right.
That's right.
That helps a lot. So but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking to for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
You want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got brand new inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So
how do you stay now? Normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know. But I mean, what's it been like now? Just trying to again stay on top of the trends.
Doing virtual seminars. They've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth. And you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September, and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies. And, you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped.
Gotcha.
Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of?
Oh, no, I mean, that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
A rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends so that, and there's metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Time to get an eye exam. Give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560 303 321 1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but, you know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were not a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the internet's been bombarded. But what would the internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
Yeah, that's really interesting you brought that up, because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to,
I appreciate them
for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff
I brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glasses you can ever have.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right, good deal. Well, once again, it's Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. All right, now I'll take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Scott.
We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters, brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. As mentioned, their number 303-781-5617. And it is a great pleasure each week to have different members of the staff of Integrated Health Systems with us. And today, Dr. Terry Trinka joins us. Dr. Trinka, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. I hope you have a happy new year.
Hey, you as well. Hope you and your family enjoyed a great Christmas. And I tell you, it seems like, I don't know what happened from February till end of December, but boy, it just sure seems like it's been a big blur.
For a lot of us. Yep. And that was a very appropriate way to put it, considering your last guest and who you're talking to right now. A big blur.
Hey, exactly. No, and you know, I'm glad to have you guys together, because I mean, there with Alan Stack Optical, you know, we're just talking about the importance, man, of getting testing and all that. And you know, while you guys do a little bit of the same things, you also have some different focuses in your practice there. And we're going to be talking about something today that actually I have never talked about. So it is easy. It's easy to happen that way. Not meaning I've talked about all the different subjects, but this is something that's very, very interesting. And man, I love your approach to how you handle this whole idea, you know, with eye care and our brain and all the different things. It's a lot going on with our eyes and our brain, isn't it?
Right. It is. And it's just a different emphasis. There's an emphasis in most eye doctor exams on making the chart as clear as possible, and that's the end of it. And, you know, along with checking the health of your eyes and making sure you don't have any pathology. But it's not much attention is given to the power that eyeglasses have other than making the world seem clear. Let me explain a little bit. So glasses have the power to change your brain, because the signals that are coming in from your eyes go directly to different parts of your brain. We all think that glasses just stimulate the part of the brain in the back of your head called the visual cortex, where a picture is formed. And, you know, that's the end of the story. But there's just so much more. And today's talk is about something that the educated doctors who work in the neurology part of eye care talk about all the time. And that is, there are several things you can put in eyeglasses to not only make yourself see okay, but to change your brain if you're having any symptoms. And today's talk is about something that we can put into glasses, and that is called a prism. And I would tell you that when I say prism, most people have a picture in their head of a triangular piece of glass or plastic and a beam of light coming into one side, and then on the other side is the rainbow of colors, right?
Right.
You know, that's what most people think of. But, and that's a prismatic effect that glasses have on color. But the actual term of the prism has a lot of power to change how a person's brain can work. And so they're quite profound in what they can do for a person. And let me just talk a little bit more about this, because there's two kinds
sure.
of prisms. So a prism is basically akin to a triangle. You know, there's like a mountain. There's a base and a peak, right? There's a base and an apex.
Right.
We call the apex the point at the top. And so one of the laws is that when we put prisms in front of a person's eye in terms of glasses, light is bent always towards the apex. So you can move light. And why would you care? I mean, who flipping cares about moving light? Except for to focus it on your retina, which makes things clear, but it doesn't address some of the really powerful things that prisms can do. So anyways, there's these two types of prisms, one that compensates, we call those compensatory, and one that is yoked, like oxen yoked together, right? And so let me talk about those things, because they have wildly different effects, and this is a little technical, but I think I'm up to the task of making it seem simple.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So let's go for it, right? People.
Yes, sir.
People put out effort to see. Now, that's a pretty profound statement that most people don't understand in and of itself. So let me explain a little bit further. So this is the Terry Trinka theory. The more effort you put out to make your brain understand what your eyes are looking at, the less it takes away, or the more it takes away from understanding and comprehending and memorizing what you're looking at, whether it be a street, whether it be a book for school, whether it be for anything. Just comprehension, understanding, and memorization depends on having enough mental energy to deal with what your eyes are feeding your brain. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. So how much effort are you subconsciously putting out to get the information from your environment, whatever you're looking at, into your brain? Well, I submit to you, Scott, that it's more than you think. So let me give you an example. A prism that's compensatory is a prism that will reduce the effort from one eye to the other eye in making you see single. So if, let's just take an example, and I've seen this quite a bit in the 30 years I've been doing this, but let's say your right eye points up slightly and your left eye points down slightly, but you can't see it when you look at a person. So their eyes look normal. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not like one is like crazy high and crazy low. They're just a little bit off.
Sure.
Well, that's producing two different images that have to be fused into one in your brain, right? And so there's effort to make the high one come low and the low one come high so that you see a single image. I can put a prism in front of your eye and make the high one go to midline and take the low one to go to midline, so your effort to fuse the two images is much less. That allows you to free up energy for understanding more, for comprehending more, and for memorizing more. To me, that's a huge aspect of what you can do for people. You can take the effort that, and they're not even aware of it. But when you put that,
right.
You know how it is, Scott. People get used to what they have, right? You know, people
yes,
adapt all the time to their quote unquote disabilities. And so when you take that mm-hmm. away from them, they're like, oh my goodness, it's so much easier to read. It's so much easier to memorize. And it's just a great thing. So if you have this subconscious stress infusing the right eye with the left eye, it just affects everything. And when you take that away from people, and you, by the use of these things called compensatory prisms, then they can live life better. They have much less effort associated with the whole act of vision. So that's like incredibly cool when you can do that. And I've done that, like I said, many, many times. And you take, for instance, take kids who are struggling with reading, and you know, the parents know that the kid is smart, but
right,
the kid's not doing well in school. How many times does this happen? And there's a ton of reasons,
sure,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons is that their eyes don't align, either laterally, you know, back and forth, or vertically up and down. And if you do the test to go ahead and look at that, you can come up with a prescription with a prism in it to go ahead and help reduce the effort so that kiddo can be a much, much better student. I think that's super exciting. I mean, it's one of the highlights,
absolutely,
of what I do. If you can help somebody in school, you can change their life.
Right.
Right. So it's very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
let me ask you this. Is this something that is easily, you know, missed or not even kind of looked at when someone goes in for just what they may think is an eye exam?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Scott. Yeah, you're 100% right. All eye doctors are trained in compensatory prisms to make the effort of fusion from one eye to the next so that you produce a single, clear, coherent image, easy to understand your environment. All doctors are trained in that. But I would say 30-35% of eye doctors actually do the test to determine it. It's I've worked in a number of venues in my life, and oftentimes the venue is based on volume, right? And this is unfortunate. This is like,
right,
we could spend a whole half hour or maybe even an hour on the inappropriateness of vision insurance and how it makes doctors act a certain way. But we won't,
sure,
get into that. But it's based on volume. And when it's based on volume, I don't have time to do these tests. It's make the chart clear, look at your health of your eye, and you're out the door with your glasses prescription. And so I just think that people deserve better than that. And so when I do my exam, of course I'm doing that. And there's a large amount of docs that do it, but the vast majority don't, because the emphasis is,
right,
on what? Making the chart clear. Right. And that model has been around since Snellen made the chart in 1874 when people hunted and were in covered wagons. you're absolutely right, Scott. A lot of docs never do the test to determine whether there's a great deal of effort in the fusion of the right and the left eye. And you know how eye exams go. They cover up one eye. They make you see well with the right eye, and then they cover up the right eye, and they make you see well with the left eye, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much more.
One, two, three, or four, or five, or six.
Right. Yeah. I'll just comment on that, Scott. I always tell people, look, there's only three choices. It's better. It's worse. It's about the same. Don't freak out if it's about the same. And then I see people visibly,
right,
relax when I tell them that, because then it's not such a, like, you know, so much pressure. It's good. So when you have a problem with subconscious effort with fusing the right and the left eye, what kind of symptoms do you have? Let me tell you. Headaches, double vision when you're tired, lack of focus, words moving on a page, a dislike of reading, fatigue whenever you're doing a visual task for an extended period of time. Like if you drove for 4 hours, would your eyes be tired? They shouldn't be. If you read for 4 hours, would your eyes be tired? They shouldn't be. And sometimes the prescription is correct in that it's clear, but there's this subconscious effort to to try to fuse the right and the left eye that can be handled with prism. And I just think that it's super important to look that deep into how a person is fusing the right and the left eye. So that
most of your patients that walk in, do they, the ones that you helped with this condition here, do they realize there's something wrong, or have they just been overcompensating, you know, throughout their life that they don't really realize it till you point it out?
Or they just accepted it. It's like, you know, how many times have you heard this? Well, I thought everybody was like that. You know,
gotcha.
Like, no. And so when you point it out and you say, well, part of it's in the explanation. You're like, well, what? That's a weird test, doc. What are you doing? I've never seen two images and make you bring them together and bring them apart. You know, I've never had that done. I kind of shake my head a little bit and I go, dang, you haven't had a really thorough eye exam yet. And again, there's a lot of docs that do this, and they are usually called functional eye doctors or behavioral eye doctors. Those are the ones that are concerned about how vision affects behavior and how behavior affects vision. And those are the people that will do these kinds of tests. Typically at your big box stores, not going to happen. You know, it is just, there's like, and because of volume, right? It's not, they don't have the time to do it because the emphasis is on running people through it. So the other type of prism is called a yoked prism. And whereas when I use a compensatory prism, I'm having the base of the prism. Remember, prisms are like a triangle, and there's a base and a point. Well, in a compensatory prism, the base is on opposite sides. So if it's, the base is on the right side on the right eye, it's going to be on the left side on the left eye. Or if it's going to be up in the front of the right eye, it's going to be down in front of the left eye. And that's a compensatory prism. A yoked prism has the base on the same side. So it's base left or base right or base up or base down. Yoked prisms are not about fusion. Yoked prisms are about changing your body's posture and stimulating different parts of the retina so you can stimulate parts of the brain. This is what most people in optometry don't get, and that is, unless they're a functional eye doctor or a behavioral eye doctor, and of course, then the training's there and they get it for sure. But they don't get that you can send signals to different parts of the brain by stimulating different parts of the retina. For instance, there is a part of your brain that's called the temporal lobe. And the temporal lobe is a lobe that's kind of right above your ear, and it does a bunch of things. It's where memory is, short-term memory. It's where emotions are. It's where language is formed and your ability to express yourself. And so potentially, if you send signals down to the bottom of the retina, now, remember that glasses you put on and you can see clearly, but you can increase the amount of signals of light going to the bottom of the retina to produce a change in the temporal lobe. So if you have a person that is got a problem with short-term memory, language, can't find a word, they have these kinds of problems, you often can send signals from glasses to the retina, to the temporal lobe, to improve those characteristics. That's pretty darn exciting. And so that is a whole different take on eyeglasses. So that's one part of yoked prisms. The other part of yoked prisms is you can change the body's position. So for instance, if I have two prisms that are base down in front of you, it's going to make you lean back and your hips tilt backwards. Or if I put base up prism, it's going to make you lean forward and make your hips turn forward. I learned about this, 6-7 years ago. And when I did, I remember clear as day, Scott, I had a person come in and want to talk to me about light therapy. And I'm doing my intake form. I'm doing a careful history. And she says to me, oh, by the way, I've had 7 concussions. And I looked at her and I was like, wow. Maybe we should look at that first. And so I did, and I noticed that she walked like imbalanced. So she was very heavy on her left foot. And so I did my exam, and I came up with a pair of yoked prisms to try to take the weight off of her left foot and shift her weight over to her right. And I put them in these funny eyeglasses called trial frames, and I had her walk around the office. And she came back in the exam chair, and she started crying. And I was like, uh-oh, what'd I do? And she looked at me, and she said, Dr. Trinka, this is the first time in 5 years my left hip hasn't hurt. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And so you have power to change posture and brain function through eyeglasses. And that's always stuck with me is like, well, what else can I do to help that person when sure. I've already made the chart clear? Okay, now what else? What else can you do? And some of the symptoms that relate to yoked prisms are different than compensatory prisms. So, for instance, the symptoms that I start thinking about yoked prisms with a person in front of me are clumsiness. You know, they don't have good eye-hand coordination. Motion sensitivity, you know, or motion sickness. You know, they're in a car on a winding road and they're not driving. They don't feel good. They feel nauseous. Have you ever noticed when you're walking with a person and they drift into you and you're like, what are you doing?
Right.
That is a person that could really benefit from a yoked prism. So they drift when they're walking. Because their body doesn't know what straight ahead is. And you can change that with a yoked prism. Finally, people that, you know, you talk to them and they're hearing you, but they don't pay attention. Oftentimes that's because there's too much going on visually and auditorily at the same time. You can help that with prisms. And I've got tons of stories about that. The bottom line is that you can change body position and you can change how the signals go from your retina to your brain, and you can preferentially target a part of the brain to improve the function of that part of the brain with the use of eyeglasses. Scott, I think that's pretty cool. Wow.
No, it really is. So, just like anything else, I think hopefully most of us are paying more attention to our health with all we've been through this year. Is this something where you're saying, hey, especially over 50, you ought to come in once a year and, you know, go through an exam like this?
I totally agree, Scott. I'm a big proponent of annual eye exams because so much of what you can pick up in a good eye exam is not what the public understands. I mean, the public understands you put glasses on, you see better, right? You see more clearly far away, or if you're over 45 and you need reading glasses, you see better up close. But there's, like we're uncovering in this discussion, there's just so much more. For instance, you can do all the things that I talked about today. However, there's truly the statement, the eyes are the window to the soul. Well, they're also a window to your health. I mean, it's the only place in your body where you can see blood vessels without having to chop you open. And most people aren't very interested in surgery in their eye exam, right? What you can do is can look at blood vessels.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And I tell you, I'm just all for preventative things and doing all you can, you know, to just stay ahead of your health. And, boy, to invest in your eyes, I mean, boy, this is a crucial part of for all of us as our eyesight. Is well worth every penny we'll ever spend on having healthy eyes.
I would agree because it's a visual world, right? You know, you get around mostly and you make decisions on what you're going to do based on the information coming in through your eyes. And so to have a balanced view that's effortless is a huge deal. And it allows people to reach their potential in life, which I think, you know, that's one of my jobs, not to just make them see clearly and make sure that they have healthy eyes, which I'll do for sure for everybody. But to try to uncover the blocks to them not having the highest level of potential visually that they can have, I think that's a really worthy goal.
Absolutely. Once again, Dr. Terry Trinka, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. If you'd like to check out Dr. Trinka's website, it is iBrainConnection.com, and it's offering a free 30-minute consultation there. So, Dr. Trinka, real quick on this particular topic, is this something you mainly see in you know, adults, older adults, or is it something that, hey, you can even see in our kids?
Oh, both. And you can see misalignment due to traumatic brain injuries. So even if you didn't have a concussion, but you got knocked in the head, and sports is full of that, right? I've so many people, they slip on the ice and they fall and they hit their head gently, and it's enough to cause a misalignment of their eyes. So it can be anybody, Scott. It can be neurodevelopmental. So they never did develop an idea of how to make their eyes work together, just because they never had the experiences in the development to make it be that way. So it can be kids, it can be adults, it can be seniors, it can be toddlers, it can be anybody can have this issue. And you just need a doc who's interested in doing the extra things to figure it out, and then to provide the therapies or the glasses to go ahead and help.
Right. Now, I realize we're here in kind of the holiday season. Will there be a webinar tomorrow night, or?
Yep. I got it together. At first I wasn't too happy about doing it, but then I knocked it out and it was no big deal. We're going to do a webinar tomorrow night at 6.
All right. So all you have to do is call 303-781-5617. Mention you heard Dr. Trinka on Your Health Matters, and they will get you the necessary information and get you the link where you can join this webinar tomorrow night. Very interesting topic, Doc. And as you said, most of us have only had one type of exam, and that's just making that chart clearer. So looking forward to maybe getting in there one day and just seeing if my eyes are straight. So I'll give you a call.
That's great, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
All right. Thank you, sir, and Happy New Year to you and your family. That's Dr. Terry Trinka. Again, our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. Give him a call. Join Dr. Trinka tomorrow night for his webinar, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.